Police investigating a series of deadly sniper attacks in the Washington area believe the killer may have left a message at the scene of the latest shooting in Virginia over the weekend. The leader of the investigation is Chief Charles Moose of the Montgomery County Police in Maryland. He made a brief statement to reporters last night.
To the person who left us a message at the Ponderosa last night, you gave us a telephone number. We do want to talk to you. Call us at the number you provided.
Chief Moose did not elaborate or take questions from reporters. His appeal followed Saturday's shooting of a 37-year-old man outside a Ponderosa steakhouse in Ashland, Virginia. That's about 80 miles south of Washington and 15 miles north of Richmond. The victim is in critical condition at a Richmond hospital. If the shooting is linked to the sniper attacks, it would be the 13th shooting since October 2nd. 9 of the victims have died. Jeremy Redman is a reporter for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you know about the investigation in Ashland?
What we've heard that's new in the investigation is the shooter has apparently left a note with a phone number on it in the woods behind the Ponderosa restaurant. And we've also learned from law enforcement sources in Ashland that investigators have found more than one tarot card while investigating the shootings of these 11 people in Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. Witnesses in Ashland report hearing a shot in the woods behind the restaurant, and investigators have not shared with us that they have a suspect or vehicle description, but they've been investigating in the woods behind the restaurant for tire tracks, and have even theorized that the shooter had rode in on a bicycle, hauling a firearm in a backpack. At that point, that's about all we know.
Last night, doctors removed the bullet from the victim. How's he doing?
We know that surgeons have gotten that bullet out of the victim and turned it over to investigators for testing. We know the victim's in critical condition and may need more surgeries. Part of his stomach, half of his pancreas, and his spleen have been removed.
What's the mood in Richmond and Ashland?
Of course, there's understandably shock and frustration in Ashland. It's a small town that's a short drive north of Richmond and about 90 miles south of D.C. And it's about 6,000 people in that town, including 1,100 Randolph-Macon college students. There's also a sense of fatalism that people believe that they're going to go on about their lives, and if they get shot, it was meant to be, and they're just not going to let it get to them. But there's also such concern that there are people not letting their kids outdoors. They're looking over their shoulders as they're pumping gas. Husbands and wives are hanging close to each other and just being more aware of their surroundings. So there's a real level of concern mixed with that sort of sense of destiny that you might expect in any tragedy like this.
Officials in Richmond closed schools today and suspended outdoor activities. Do people think that's an appropriate action to take?
Apparently so. The superintendents for the school districts in Richmond, Henrico, Chesterfield, Hanover, and Henrico counties had all come together and agreed to close schools for today. It was actually a reversal from an earlier decision to keep the schools open. But so many parents had called the superintendents and expressed fears about their children that the superintendents decided they really had to go ahead and shut schools down for today, and they're going to take it on a day-by-day basis in terms of whether they'll keep them open or close them the rest of this week.
Thank you very much.
Certainly.
Jeremy Redman is a reporter with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.